Dr. Jay Gordon is here. It's Therapy Thursday, our favorite time of the week because we actually make progress. Actually, it starts, even though we do this, Dr. Gordon, by the way, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Good morning
happy
to both
New
of
Year.
You.
We start this, of course, just a little after 7, but Liz and I begin to behave usually around 6:30. So it actually is, it's a longer amount of time of relaxation for us because we know you're coming and we're sort of on good behavior. Did you hear us talking about the several topics that...
I did. There's a lot of things on the table.
Yeah. Is there anything hit you right there?
I'll talk about anything. We could whatever you want to talk about. Right. Let me say this before we start though. Liz, you made a resolution for. Was it a watching what you eat type of resolution?
Mm-hmm. And exercise and positive thinking. The whole package.
I noticed
taking better care of myself.
The whole package.
Yeah. I noticed, you know where I sit here. I guess people in radio land don't say I have this little spot. Where there's a whole lot of Liz's stuff always surrounding me.
And this should be good.
This time what I see around me is a banana.
Yeah.
Nice and healthy. We have the 90-calorie Quaker mini, what are these things?
Rice cakes.
Mini delights. All the healthy little food all around. So, okay, you're committed.
He's verifying.
Those what we haven't had a chance,
Dr.
Gordon.
And the water bottle.
We haven't had a chance to put those behind glass. They're in case of emergency. That's just, there's a food emergency going on.
Lou, you have any resolution?
My resolution this year was to just begin to get back into the workout mode. I know myself enough to know that I'm not there yet to do the diet and all that stuff. I don't want to.
So
I took the garbage out as aerobic exercise. No, I'm gonna try to start out just doing 15 minutes of aerobics a day. Just start there because I know once I start getting into it that my mind will wrap its hands around it and I'll be able to do all of it.
So that's actually a great thing to do. They say to start any habit, it takes a couple weeks before it's habit. So they say just do something like 10 minutes because if you do 10 minutes, you can do that, and eventually your body chemistry starts to catch up to you, and then you'll keep doing it.
So did you start yet?
I did not start yet. No.
I'll tell you another interesting study about what you're doing.
Thanks for asking, which
is also pretty. There was a study I once read where they had different groups of people. One group took a diet. One group would diet and exercise, and one group exercised only. And then the first week or two, who do you think lost the most weight?
What would be your guess? Exercisers.
I would say both diet and exercise.
It was the diet and exercisers and the dieters only.
Wow.
Lost the most weight. But as time went on, after like a month, the only people who kept their weight off were the exercise only people. Because when you dieted, you're depriving yourself, eventually stop. And when you diet and exercise, you see yourself as deprived. And then you stop doing both because you say, oh, well, it's just not working.
Right.
If you exercise, it's intrinsically rewarding, and then people eventually continue to do it, and then they want to eat healthy type of thing.
So the resolution that I'm not keeping yet is much better than Liz's, right?
Well,
at least you're doing
diet
it.
And exercise, as long as you keep into the
But did
exercise.
You hear me yesterday on the air? All I could think about were the things I couldn't eat anymore.
Yes.
I can't have devil dogs anymore.
Did we ever hear it? There was a list of things.
Yeah, so already I'm thinking about what I can't have.
Right.
But when I exercise, I use exercise as an excuse to eat more because I know I'm working it off. Mm-hmm. So none of it works for me.
Well,
I just give up now.
If Liz were a washing machine, she'd be in the vicious cycle right now.
You know, there is some proof that when you exercise, your body starts to regulate, so you will eat more to maintain your weight. So you got to think of everything in a big picture, keeping healthy and having that plan.
So your body needs a little more fuel because you're using more fuel.
Right.
It doesn't need more devil dogs.
We have homeostasis. So different people, different body types. You're going to try to maintain a certain weight. So it's not as easy as just exercise and you lose weight. You have to do both.
What was that word again? Homeostasis.
Homeostasis.
Means?
It means your body tries to... keep a certain level, keeps us to a certain place.
Because that's what the word Liz is going to use with the checkout girl at the supermarket today. I know it. What are you looking at me? Tell me homeostasis.
All
right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. We'll pick a topic. I have to ask you very quickly, though, Dr. Gordon. Liz said something to me before Christmas, and we're basically away from each other for 2 weeks. She said to me, you know, next year I have to stop interrupting you so much. and it's amazing. I need to know if this is like a normal function of the mind. I know that Liz interrupts me a lot, but I am so used to it, I never give it a second thought. The minute she steps up and admits that she thinks she interrupts me too much, now I can't stop thinking about it. And every time she does it, I'm like, hey, you're right. Like, it's almost like it was so healthy of her to say, hey, I know I do that and I'm going to try not to do that anymore. But it raised my alert level that I notice it every time she does it now, and I didn't notice it before. Does this happen a lot when people admit something? The other person starts noticing it more?
No, I don't think so. So
just me. Great. That's great. Yeah, I'm unique. I'll give you that.
I don't have to think about that one. Liz said, you know what, I acknowledged I interrupt you and right. I work on it. And now you're really
now
noticing.
Every time she does it, I notice it.
You get focused on it.
Yeah.
Is it the interruption or the fact that she's not keeping her promise in your mind?
It's the actual interruption. I'm actually noticing it more because she brought it up.
You got your focus back on it.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay. So we're going to have to change your mindset about that. All right. We'll talk about that after.
Of course. She interrupts me. We got to work on me. I love when that happens. All right.